Chof Teshuvat, 14th of February, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchok Greenblatt, Chodesh Adar.
It's Hashem, tomorrow, season greetings. Good Chodesh. I'd like to add another greeting we should be wishing each other. We should be wishing each other Mazel Tov. I want to explain to you why. Mazel Tov. Gemara says in Tanis Chof Tesom Ed Alef, Yishenichnas Ado, Mardim Besimcha, Hilchot. Therefore, by Yisrael, the Isle Dina Bahad Nochri, Yisrael, who has a dispute, a detour with a goy, Limtzi Nafshe Ba'ador, he should make himself available in Ador, Debori Vetokif Mazle. It's a strong mazel, it's a good mazel. It's a good mazel, Ador. As opposed to Av, avoid Av. If you've got it in Torah, in Av, Av is a bad mazel. What does it mean? A mazel toiv and a mazel ra. There's a good mazel and there's a bad mazel. The goyim live their lives, many goyim, with mazalis, astrology, astronomy, horoscopes. They look into the future. What's our hashkofa? Mazel toiv, mazel ra? Doesn't it say, tomim tia im Hashem alekecho? Al tachkoy acha hasidois. Al tachkoy acha hasidois. Tomim tia shtav emuna. What does it mean? Adar. Make sure the Torah is an adar because there's a mazel toiv and a mazel ra. What's the meaning of a mazel toiv and a mazel ra? To the Gemara in Shabbos. Fascinating, fascinating daf of Gemara in Shabbos. Daf kuf nun vo. I haven't got time to learn the whole daf. The Gemara starts off by saying that Kosaba Pink Kaseid Reb Shua ben Levi. Reb Shua ben Levi had a small book and he wrote in his booklet, Hai Manda Bachad B'Shaba, anybody who's born on a Sunday, Yehei Gava Bachado Be. His Mahus, his nature will be Chado, day one. He'll have one strong Midah. Which will permeate his whole being. Somebody who's born b'sheni b'shabbos, somebody who's born on a Monday, then says the Gemara, Rabbi Shuba Levi wrote in his book, Yehei Gevar Ragzon. He's going to be an argumentative person. He's going to be a person who's going to have a lot of machloikas because Yom Sheni, day two was a day when the upper waters and the lower waters got split, here or kia. It was machlokes. So he's born on day two. His mahus is going to be Rabzon, argumentative person. Someone who's born on Tuesday, Monday, Betlos of Shabbat, Yehei Gva Ativ Zano. He's going to be wealthy because my Tamashim, the Ivru Be'asovim, the vegetation, the grasses were created on day three, so he's going to be wealthy. Somebody who's born on Wednesday, so he wrote, Hai Manda Ba'aba V'Shabbat Yehei Gva Achakim Ano. He's going to be intelligent. Why? Because the Ma'oiris were created on day four. And the Gemara goes through, then the Gemara adds, Omalu Reb Chanina. Chanina said, tell Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Loi mazel yoim goyram, ela mazel shah goyram. It's not only the day, it's the hour. Hai man, the bechamo. If you're born in the hour of chamo, then you'll be a person who will shine like the sun. If you're born, and it goes through hour by hour, and then the Gemara, the famous Gemara, somebody's born in the mazel of tzadkon, he'll be a tzaddik by mitzvahs. Somebody's born in the mazel of Madim, the hour of Madim, he'll be a Ashidoma, person who spills blood. And each hour affects your mahus, the mazel of the hour, the mazel of the hour. And this is a whole omid of Gemara. And the Gemara continues, B'yochanan Omar, Ein mazel Yisrael. Ein mazel Yisrael. Says Rashi. Ein mazel Yisrael. She'al yidei tefillah uzechusim u'masim toivim mishtane mazoloy letoivo. Through tefillah, through zechusim, a person can change his mazel for the good. And the Gemara brings stories. I haven't got time, but share with you one or two fascinating stories. Gemara says that Shmuel was sitting next to Avlet, the goy. Avlet was a goy, and Rashi says, who was Avlet? He was Chochom Nochri Hoyachoyze Bekechovin. He was an astrologer, Avlet. Now Shmuel was also a great astrologer. You know what Shmuel said about himself? Shmuel said, Nehiri li, Nehiri li, Shvila derokia, ke Shvila den Ador. I'm acquainted, as familiar, with the Shvila derokia, the streets of the Rokia, of the stars and the galaxies, as familiar as I am with Nador. Shmuel lived in Nador, the streets of Nador. So he was sitting with Avlet, and they were discussing the Inyonim. As they were discussing, a group of people were walking towards the forest to spend their day working, chopping the wood. Avlet said to Shmuel, Hai Gavra, you see, he pointed to a man, Hai Gavra, Ozil Veloy Osi. I can see in the stars, he's going to chop the wood, he's going to go today, he will not return. He's going to be bitten by a snake in the forest and he's going to die. That's what Avlet told Shmuel. Omali Shmuel, Shmuel said to him, hold on, Iba Yisrael, if he is a Yid, he saw a group of people, Iba Yisrael, who, Ozel v'Ozi, he could possibly come back. Be'ei mazal Yisrael, v'yoye lo tefillah, but he might come. They spent the whole day there discussing, and at the end of the day, the workers came back. Nu, he, this fellow who Avlet had, his prognosis was he won't return, he came back. Very embarrassing for Avlet, very embarrassing. Come Avlet, stood up, Shadye Letune, he took the backpack of this wood shopper, and he said, took it off him, and he opened it up, and in there was full of wood, chopped wood. He emptied it out, and the wood fell on the floor, and then there was a snake sliced in half in the wood. Amale Shmuel said to this Yid, Mayav, just tell me what your program was today, tell me what you did today, what happened today. So he told them, the Gemara describes, he says, we are a group of wood choppers, and every day, dinner time, what we do is we need to have a break, dinner break. We sit in a circle, and we each of us bring a bit of food, and someone goes around with a cap, everyone puts their food in the cap, and then we share it out amongst us. He says, today was my turn to go around with a cap and gather the food for the group. As you reach one of the members of the group, he was an Oni, and he saw he was embarrassed. He didn't have anything to put in the cap. He was an Oni, had nothing to put. So, what did he do? So this man took a piece of bread out of his pocket and put it in the cap to appear as if that person had put the bread in himself, and he saved him embarrassment. Omale Shmuel, mitzvah of this. He did a mitzvah. Nofak Shmuel went out and dashened. Utstoko tatzel mimoves. V'loi mimiso mishuna ale mimiso atzmo. What does that mean? Or it says, here we learn, we can't ein mazel Yisrael. Ein mazel Yisrael. So think a minute. What does that mean? The Avlet, the stargazer, was absolutely correct. He said this man is not going to return because there's a mazel which says he's going to die. And as this woodchopper was chopping the wood, there was a snake on that tree. There was a snake in that tree, as the Mazel had predicted, and that snake was about to pounce and poison and kill this Eve. But he had elevated himself above the Mazel. He did it stocker chesed, and he managed through the chopping of the wood in the right time, the right position to kill that snake, and a Mazel Yisrael through schus, he managed to save himself from carrying a Mazel Yisrael. Which means there is a Mazel, and Avnet was absolutely correct. And al pi derech ha-teva, the snake was there. He managed to lift. Imagine, had he not done his chus, had he not grabbed the opportunity of giving tzedakah, tzedakah, taslim, yimoves, he surely would have been bitten by the snake. Next story the Gemara brings, famous story, that Rabbi Akiva had a daughter, and Omri le Kaldoi, the stargazers, the astrologer says, Hahu Yoyme the Idas le Beganana, the day she's going to go to the chuppah, Tariq le Chivya, she's going to be bitten by a snake. That's what the astrologers told him. Havadi'ika Milta Tuba, Reb Akiva was always very worried. He was worried. He knew there was something called Mazolos. Hahu Yoyme on the day of a chasana, the night before she went to bed, shokla lemachbanta, she took out a hairpin, dotzda beguda, and she pushed it into the wall. She had a hairpin, she pushed it into the wall for the next day to get dressed, to adorn herself as a kala the next day. Isrami esa be'ena dechibya. She, without her knowing, unwittingly, it was dark, she went to sleep, it was the night. She stuck the hairpin in the wall and she stuck it into the eye of a snake and killed the snake without her knowing. Let's suffer the next morning. Kikos shokla, when she took out her hairpin to get dressed, have a kosorich v'osa chivya basrei. A snake, a dead snake, came out with the hairpin. She went running to tell her father, look, there was a snake about to, right by my hand, about to, and I killed it last night. Onra lei avia, her father said, Omala avia, he said to my office, tell me last night, what did you do? What was your program last night? And she said that last night the whole family were busy preparing for the chasana. There was a commotion in the house, and there was an oni standing at the door, and he knocked on the door and he said, please give me something to eat, I'm oni. No one had any time, no one noticed him. Have a tree the kula alma bisudosa, veleka neshami, no one heard. Kwamin and I got up, shokalti liristinoi. I took my bracelet, my beautiful colour bracelet, and I gave it to him. And I gave him that bracelet last night, just before I went to bed. Omale, Rabbi Akiva said to her, mitzvah of this. Nofek Rabbi Akiva v'dorosh, utzdoka tatzel mimoves, loy mimisa mishuna, and mimisa atzmo, mikan she'ein mazal Yisrael. What does it mean? That means the snake was there. 20 years ago, the astrologer said, the day of your daughter's chasna, the day of her chasna, is going to be a snake is going to kill her. And they were absolutely right. Their prediction was spot on. And there was a snake ready to pounce on the daughter of a king. The mazolis were 100% right. But she went, she grabbed the moment. And she did a schus, a stalker. And she killed the snake in the right moment and saved her life. Imagine she wouldn't have given the tzedakah to the poor man. And she had every excuse in the world not to. She was a kala. The night before, she was busy as everyone else. And she didn't have to give away the silver bracelet. Had she not done so? Had she not elevated herself? Lemalam in Amazel? She surely would have been. And maybe finally, one more short story, the Gemara says, Reb Nachman by Yitzchok, his mother was told, Omrele Kaldoi, the stargazers, the astrologers told her, Brich your son Gan Vahava, he's going to be a thief. He's going to be a thief. What does she do? Go to Yiddish Mama, what does she do? She never left him for a moment uncovered. You know, those days, a couple seems to be the kapel that they wore was like a scarf, a head scarf that you see, you know, the Baba Sali, the Svadish Gedolim, had a scarf covering their face. So she put around her face a scarf. He should not see the world around him to be tempted to steal. Be tempted to steal. And she put this scarf. Lo shafka guru resha omle kasi resha. And she kept running after. She didn't tell him the reason. But every time she kept pulling the scarf over his head, she said, "Kadei shetei alecha yurei malko." You should have yura shamayim. That's why it's called a yarmulke. Your yarmulke is the lashon of yurei malko. Yurei malko. She kept pulling the scarf over his eyes. One day, says the Gemara, Have a Yosef Goris Tusa Dikle. He was learning under a palm tree.
Yeah.
He was learning under a palm tree. And his covering slipped back. His covering slipped back. And he lifted up his eyes and he saw a delicious, delicious date. And the Gemara describes how he jumped up and bit the date from the... He stole it. It wasn't his own tree. He stole it from someone else. His mother, of course, came quickly, covered it over. So, the astrologers was right. Your son is going to be a ganav. He was a ganav as soon as there was a temptation. But the Gemara says, "Boy Rachna, in Mazal Yisrael, she managed to elevate. She managed to elevate herself above the Mazal." So there is something called Mazalus. And we're all born under the mazalus. We all have a teva. And in fact, the Gemara says in Nida, Daf Tesvov, that before a person gets created, every neshama is taken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asked several questions. Tipo zuma tehe aleha. Will he be a oshir or a oni? Wealthy or poor? Gibor or cholish? Physically strong? Chochom? Tipesh? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers each person's characteristics. And Tosa says that that's the mazel. You're born in a mazel of Ashirus. Why do you find people sometimes have an easier time of Parnosa? Because they were born in a mazel of Ashir. The person who's physically strong, healthier, he's born in a mazel of Gibbo. There is such a thing as mazel. Says the Derech Hashem, all natural, says the Derech Hashem, all a person's natural life is determined and destined up to the mazel. His panosa, his health, children, says the Derech Hashem, all a person's need gets determined on Pila Mazel. Absolutely. There is such a thing as a Mazel. However, a Mazel in Yisrael, a Yid can, through his Avodas Hashem, elevate himself above his Mazel and actually change his Mazel Atayva. You can change your Mazel Atayva. You can change your Mazel Atayva. When Haman threw lots, Haman hippilpur hur hagoiro. What were those lots? So I always thought in school that the lots of Haman were like a lottery. You do a goiro, put a few months, you put 12 months into a hat, dates, and he picked it like a lottery. That's what I always thought. Hu hagoiro. The Vilna Gaon says it was a much deeper goiro. It wasn't like a school lottery. He worked with a mazolos. He chose Chodesh Adar because Chodesh Adar is the worst mazel. It's the worst mazel. It's the furthest away from Nisan. The month starts at Nisan, and Nisan is the Shoresh where everything is bright and good. And the further you get away from Nisan, it becomes weaker and weaker. Adar is the month with the greatest Hester. Kivin Shenofal, B'chodesh Adar, Chodesh Emes Boi Moshe. This is the month where Moshe Rabbeinu died. This is Hester. Somach Simcha Gedolah. He says, I'm getting there. And then he chose Yud Gimel, the 13th. Why the 13th? 13th is the last day of the Shiva of Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was lived Zayin Adar. 13th of Adar. This is the deepest evil shall Moshe. He chose the month of Hester, a day which was the... This is going to be a mazel ra, a pida mazolos. According to astrology, says the Vilna Gaon, Adar is a doomed month. Doomed, the worst month you can have. What happened? Klal Yisrael knew Yisoy, Mordechai taught them a Mazal Yisrael. A Mazal Yisrael. Let's do tshuva. Let's daven. Let's change the Mazal of our door to a good Mazal. Change it to a good Mazal. A Mazal Yisrael. God says the reason why Purim is called Purim, Hashem HaPur. The Pasuk says Hashem HaPur. The whole Yom Tov is called because of the Goyro. That is the Mechus of Purim. Purim is a day, a month, which got changed for us. It got changed. Nepach Pur Homon LePurenu. That's what we say in the Asheheni, in the Pizmoin. Nepach Pur Homon LePurenu. The bad muzzle that Homon knew there was a bad muzzle. Hippil Pur Lifnei Homon, the Pasuk says. For Homon, for the Goyim, it's a terrible month. It's a terrible month. But through Tshuva, Mas, and Tovim, Klal Yisrael were Mahapech, the muzzle of Ador, from a bad muzzle to a good muzzle. And this repeats itself every year, every year. According to the astrology, it has a bad fortune to it, Chodesh Ador. It has a bad fortune to it. But when a Yid does a bit of tshuva, masim tovim, then Ador is a good month in Mazal Yisrael. If you have a dispute, if you have it in Torah, then choose Ador. You can't just choose Ador. You can't just choose Ador. You've got to choose Ador and do a bit of tshuva, masim tovim. You have to become part of the Ein Mazal Yisrael. It's a mistake. People think Ador is a good month. Ador is the worst month. Hippul pur lifnei homon. It is a doomed month. According to the astrology and the stars, it's a terrible month. But through the tshuva, masim tovim, it was mahapech to Ein Mazal Yisrael. Mahapech to Ein Mazal Yisrael. Mabit says the reason why there's the 12 mazolos, the 12 zodiacs, there's 12 mazolos, connected the Yud Beis Shvatim. There's 12 mazolos, connected the Yud Beis Shvatim, that's the stars. Make up a shape of the zodiac. The 12 mazolos connected the Yud Beis Shvatim. The Mabit says in the base of the Kim, because the Yud Beis Shvatim can counteract, can defeat the mazolos. Each shevet with its avodas Hashem can defeat the mazolos. So tomorrow we start a month, which is a wonderful month. It changes. Our fortunes are going to change tomorrow. Our fortunes are going to change. We're going to enter a new mazel, a mazel toiv. There is naturally a mazel ra, but through being besimcha and doing the avodas hachodesh, hachodesh asher nepach lahem me'eva liyom toiv. It's eva, it's yogoy. It turned into simcha. It turned into simcha. And you know, the pasuk says that when things started getting sour for Haman, when his fortune started turning bad, so the advisors, the Chachomov, said to Zeresh, they said to them the following, Vayomu lo Chachomim, Zeresh Ishto, Im Mizera HaYehudim Mordechai Ashachi lo Yisolim Poi Lefonov, if Mordechai is from the Zera HaYehudim, you've started to fall, lo Yisucha loy, ki nofel tipoil, if you're having a downturn, things are going bad, if it's a Mordechai Yehudi, I want to warn you, nofel tipoil. So Rashi says there's a Chazal in Mora Megillah. What she said, what the Chachomim said to Zeresh was, Umozu, nimshelo lekechovim ula ofor. They're sometimes compared to stars, sometimes compared to ofor. Keshehen yodim, yodim ad la ofor. Keshehen yodim, yodim ad la ofor. Ukeshehen oilim, oilim ad la rokia. What she said to them was, when they're under the muzzle, you're right. The Yoidim Adla Ofa. You're going to have a mazal ador, which is a bad mazal. But Keshehein Oilim, when they elevate themselves above the mazal, a Yid has got a neshama where he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the mazalis. The mazalis are from the Goyim. The Goyim live, many Goyim live their lives with the horoscopes, with the fortune tellers, and they're actually right. There is a mazal. There is a mazal. And the mazal is true. And the Bria works with the mazal. And they have a lot of success. But a Yid mustn't live with a mazel, because in Mazal Yisrael we have a neshama which is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is lemalam in a mazel, kishen oilim oilim ad lurkiya, which can change the mazel to a mazel toiv. So, I'd like to wish you a good chodesh and a hearty mazel.
It's not a dance.